Thank you, Steve. Dean Richards standing by at Channel 9. Dean, this is a very big day.
I know.
Very big day. As a matter of fact, I believe we spent a lot of money on a special announcement that you're going to hear right now.
I can't believe you spent a lot of money.
Now, a milestone in broadcasting history.
Oh, the humanity.
A benchmark in the long and legendary story of WGN Radio.
WGN Chicago.
Get ready to be a part of one of the most amazing mornings in radio lore.
The greatest that God ever created.
Steve Cochran's 600th show. It happens in 5, 4, 3, 2.
All right, who am I kidding? Nobody cares. All right, Dean, so how
that
are you?
That was impressive, though.
Yeah. We wanted to spend a lot of money on the production element, not actually do anything to pump up the show.
And blew the whole budget right there.
Yeah.
Did you catch Trump saying you're the greatest? Does that change your mind at all?
Yes. No, of course it does. Of course it does. 600 shows, Dean. Today is show number 600. And boy, you could cut the tension with a knife, couldn't you?
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's quite a milestone.
Have you had a 600th show at any other point in your career?
Yeah, once previously here. I think it was 2004. The 600 shows I'm counting are just since I came back. This is Steve Cochran Part 2. Steve Cochran 2.0. I mean, I did 10 years here before, so that's what, 2,000
right.
shows.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you act like it wasn't special for you.
It was. Sorry. I have a cold.
Yeah, well, whatever. Sponsored by Wintrust Community Banks, the hour is indeed is sponsored by the Captain James A. Lovell Federal Health Care Center and maybe a big bottle of Ginkgo Biloba. Doesn't remember the first 10 years. Believable. It's an outrage.
I ran into somebody yesterday who... Where was I? At the grocery store someplace. Dean Richards. Hey, I love you guys every morning on WGN. Oh, mm-hmm. Thank you. Give it to that Cochran.
I love when people don't even use my name. It's that Cochran. There's nothing good that can be said if you use it in that way.
Give it to that guy.
Give it to that Cochran. Hey, that Cochran. You know, that's not good. All right, so listen, here's what we know about divorce. If you're going to get divorced, it happens. It happens to people all the time. Don't put your kids in the middle. How stupid are Madonna and Guy Ritchie over this?
Well, this is a custody thing that's... The custody terms of their divorce from 2008 were settled long ago. But recently, their 15-year-old son, Rocco, who legally is supposed to be living with Madonna, said he didn't want to live with Madonna. Because, you know, she's on the road a lot. You know, it's you're a 15-year-old boy growing up. There's metal brassieres laying all over the house.
Yeah, it'll mess you up.
That'll mess you up a little bit. So
I mean, especially if they don't fit.
He mostly did not want to go on the road with his mother. He said, I would rather stay in London with my father, director Guy Ritchie.
Why is that a bad thing?
Yeah, well, because it's not in Madonna's favor, I guess. I guess it's because it's not that's not what the custody terms are. So Guy Ritchie went to court. A judge in New York said you have to follow the terms of the custody. The boy simply refused to go back to New York. And so, you know, a legal battle blew up yesterday. And these two have been fighting about this about since Christmas time. Yesterday was the first time that they had any sort of agreement. Attorneys on both sides said that for now, it's in the best interest of the boy to let him stay in London, let him go to school, let
Gee,
him
do, you think?
Do you know, do all of that, and the attorneys can you know, battle the rest out later on.
It's just, you know, it just goes to show you, divorce makes people so stupid, because Guy Ritchie and Madonna have all the money they need.
Yep.
They ought to be able to figure out a way to do what's best for the kid, whether he's 5 or 15 or whatever, and they're having this idiotic fight.
Absolutely.
Knock it off.
No question.
When we come back, exciting David Hasselhoff news. I got to check my definition of exciting. Fuller House news. And Dean's running contest like Wink Martindale. There's a reference you'll only get if you're over 50.
Joker, Joker, Joker.
Maybe 40 or 30 in your case.
30, there you go.
You can travel Chicago. You'll be calling his name.
What?
Oh, 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 oh. Dean Richards.
You know,
is Andre working blue, Dean? What
not,
was that?
What did I just hear?
This is what that says. Oh, I didn't misread it.
Read it again.
This week on Chicago's Best, it's all about those little round delights to satisfy some big appetites. Join Brittany and Elliot for Chicago's Best Balls.
Maybe they mean meatballs, but why wouldn't they say meatballs?
But and take a look at your junk.
Ross had a good point, though. Ross, why don't you share with the class what
I
you
just
said?
I mean, the good news is that it's best balls, not worst balls.
Who writes these?
I don't know.
Who writes these at Channel 9?
I believe that's their creative services department here.
Well, apparently,
specifically.
Apparently they got a little bit of the Bob Collins whiskey in the drawer.
It's probably Jeff Hoover.
So anyway, Chicago's best balls Sunday night at 10 on WGN TV.
Stay up late to watch.
Set the DVR.
Got to say what you got to say to get viewers. That's what I'm saying. Same thing with listeners. All right, David Hasselhoff news. You know that I have long been president of the Chicago edition of the David Hasselhoff fan club.
That's right.
I have all the David Hasselhoff outfits. I wear them in my private time. And David Hasselhoff, I have a tree fort that people come up
with. Yep. Hasselhoff,
so for the meeting.
Geranimals. I've seen those.
Yes. And whenever I'm drunk, I like to eat a hamburger, just like David Hasselhoff did in that famous viral video. So what is he doing?
He's going to be in the, you know, they're making a new Baywatch movie.
Oh, good.
With
I know.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is going to be starring, and Zac Efron, and, you know, lots of hot young new
Sir Laurence Olivier.
Right. I'm sure there'll be probably.
Is Meryl Streep in this Baywatch movie?
Meryl Streep is not in this one.
It's okay. Yasmin Bleeth.
As it turns out. But they just announced yesterday that David Hasselhoff will be part of the new Baywatch movie.
Well, how do you do a Baywatch movie without the Hoff?
Without the Hoff.
Come on.
Exactly. The Rock put an Instagram video where he's talking to his iPhone. It's like, what? You're going to be in the... You are going to join us for sure? Then he holds the screen of his iPhone to the camera, and you can see it's David Hasselhoff's face saying, yes, I'm going to be in the movie.
Well, it's pretty exciting, but it's...
It's a really slow day in entertainment today.
Wait, we're not even through it yet. Fuller House gets another season.
Yeah, this thing...
this is going to be very big news for Mark Carman and for Adam Hogue. Adam Hogue was waxing nostalgically about
Say waxing his eyebrows.
Waxing something. Waxing nostalgically about
best.
Watching Full House as a little kid.
Yeah, some people are totally into it, but even people who were into the original 80s, 90s sitcom Full House, when they saw the reunion show Fuller House that debuted, it was like last week or the week before, something like that, on Netflix, pretty much everyone agreed it was pretty awful.
Oh, is that right?
It's gotten terrible reviews, but yesterday Netflix announced that they have signed up for a second season. So they've renewed it. There's going to be more of it. I guess it's different on, you know, sort of these on-demand kind of shows and online shows.
Well, I wish they would have, you know, updated a little bit because, you know, Netflix, you can still have family entertainment, obviously. But the grown-up cast of Full House, wouldn't you want to see them more like a Desperate Housewives or a Real Housewives kind of a thing? And maybe a senile Joey. Was it Joey?
Joey.
The best friend.
Right.
Yeah.
The best friend. Of course, he acted sort of senile before. Maybe one of them is running a drug cartel of some kind.
Have we learned nothing from the Kardashians?
Right. Random violence.
Yeah.
Things like that. All right. Now, what are these contests you're running?
Oh, we've got a couple of huge contests coming up. First of all, wouldn't you like to go to New York to go to the world premiere of the new Divergent movie?
Can I go to New York and not go to the movie?
No, you have to go to the movie.
It's I would go.
Part of the deal.
It's an okay movie.
Yeah, it's a red carpet premiere.
I like that kid. What's the star's name? Haley Joel Osment. No, that's somebody else.
He's not in that.
No, the girl from the Clooney divorce movie.
Well, Shailene Woodley.
I like Shailene Woodley.
She's the star of it. And this is
your dad, or her grandfather, actually, was a famous UCLA coach, Coach Woodley.
Really? You don't know what you're saying.
All right, so how do I win the trip to New York?
So it's a trip to New York for the red carpet premiere, blah, blah, blah. You have to enter today before noon, WGNTV.com/contest for that. But wait, if that's not your cup of tea, you could also win completely separate contest tickets to join me at the premiere of West Side Story at the Paramount Theater in Aurora. You know, we do
that would be easier.
These Dean's Night Out things where we go and see a play together at the Paramount. We get all liquored up right before the show.
Sure.
They have like a little buffet, you know, and we eat stuff and drink. and then try to stay awake during the show because we've eaten or and or drank too much.
Can we have a choreographed gang fight outside the studio, just like in the movie? Are we? What are we? Jets or what are the other? What's the other?
Sharks.
Sharks.
Yeah.
Are we? You want to be a jet or a shark?
I think I would rather be a shark.
How about you're a shark, I'm a jet, and I jump you, and that way I could say I jumped the shark.
You are on a roll today.
Just trying to pad this segment out.
Steve took his Henny Youngman pills today.
Yada-da-da-da-da.
So anyway, if you want to enter this contest and join me for our next Dean's Night Out, which will be March 20th? I'm going to say 20th, I think it is. All the details and the way to enter at WGNradio.com/contest.
WGNradio.com.
So either way.
I'd go to the WGNradio.com.
Win, win, win.
Screw the trip to New York. Yeah. So. And then Sunday, you'll be at Presidential Towers.
Yeah, with the big American Lung Association tower climb.
Yeah.
Is this coming Sunday.
Featuring Dave Ennett's team.
Featuring Dave Ennett's team.
Ennett to win it, which will have some Channel 9 people on it.
Dave is going to be joining us on, we're going to be doing the whole program, Sunday morning show live from Presidential Towers. Dave will be on the show. We've got a lot of special guests who are going to be joining us on the show. So it's going to be fun. And as I promised on my show last Sunday, I'm just trying to take a page out of the Donald Trump popularity book. If you come out there, I'll be happy to insult you right to your face.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Good for you. And it doesn't matter what the insult is, you'll customize it, right?
No, custom insults for anyone who would like them.
So, tall, skinny, fat, short, disabled, rich.
I'm going to be looking especially for big ears because he was big on that the other day.
Yeah, big ears. In sweaters. Sweaters, not the sweaters you wear, but people do sweat.
If you perspiration kind of sweat.
And you would think in that stair climb there'd be a lot of material there, right?
Yeah. Hello. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's going to be a lot of stink jokes. Yeah.
It's going to be great. Hey, listen, tomorrow on the show, when Dean's on, we'll have stuff to talk about. But today, I thought you did a nice job of padding the segment out because we really had nothing.
We really had nothing today.
Well, nothing going on.
Yeah, really. Thank goodness for the Chicago's Best promo because that killed like a minute.
No doubt. And thank God Madonna and Guy Ritchie are fighting over their child.
And I do mean kill.
And thanks for not talking about Kendall Jenner eating McDonald's naked.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
What?
Come again?
There's a what? There's a picture of her. What? You buried the lead like this? What? There's a picture of her on the web eating a McDonald's sandwich.
Yes.
The sandwich looks delicious. She's topless.
Yes.
Why?
Because how many times, Steve, have you taken your shirt off and had a quarter pounder?
Well, a lot. That's the David Hasselhoff thing. But, I mean, here's the ultimate truth about the Kardashians. They have made naked less interesting. You know, from Kim all the way down to her little sister. I have no interest in seeing any Kardashian, including Bruce Jenner, naked. None of them.
And take a look at your junk.
Bruce Jenner. Oh, hey, wait. This just in. Bruce Jenner got his own locker at his country club yesterday. There was an issue about, do we put him in the men's locker room? Do we put him in the ladies' locker room? I'm not really sure what it was because I wasn't interested enough to read the story.
Right.
But I did see the headline that he got his own locker.
Why
hasn't
Trump and Hillary addressed this? That's fantastic. All right, I'll talk to you later.
If there's anything else, I'll break right in.
Yeah, do call, won't you?
Okay.
That's Dean Richards. We'll take a break. We'll come back in just a moment, and we'll get you the big story.